The Lord speaks to you today from Psalm 104, and we are going to read verses 33 and 34, but this morning we will focus on verse 33, and tonight we'll focus on verse 34. We'll consider some things we learned today tonight. I'll read both verses 33 and 34 of Psalm 104, but again, we'll be focusing for our text this morning on verse 33. Psalm 104, verses 33 and 34, with an emphasis on verse 33. Hear now the word of God. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let me read verse 33 again, our text for this morning's sermon. I will sing unto the Lord. As long as I live, I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Amen. Well, as I mentioned to you last week, I want to wait to return to Numbers and Matthew until we get through August with our overlapping vacations. And so in September, we'll come back to where we are in the story of Balaam and Balak trying to curse Israel and how they just can't do it. God won't allow it. He won't allow his church to be cursed by the world. And we'll get back to the Gospel of Matthew, starting with chapter 16. So I want to give a thematic sermon again today, a topical sermon. Before my family goes on vacation tomorrow, and as others are overlapping. And I wait on the Lord, and I seek his will. I kind of wait to see a scripture that might come to mind, something he might send in normal means, but something that might resonate to bring to you. And I was sitting at the dentist this week, waiting for the dentist, and I thought, you know, I need to open my Bible on my phone. I tend to read articles and other things, and I said, you know, I need to go to my Bible. And the application I had brought up a devotion of the day, and it was these verses, and I was just really impressed with them. And I said, I think that's what I want to think about with the saints this week. So that's what we're doing. And it works out perfect to send off the Van Leeuwen family on vacation tomorrow, because it really, maybe I should say, our family theme for vacation sounds like these verses. I've shared with you before what our family theme is for vacation. No matter what, we're gonna have fun. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if we're not fully prepared or some kind of weather, inclement weather comes in the way, we're going to figure out a way to have fun. We're not going to let Satan ruin our vacation, because you just can't predict everything, but you can decide how you will handle everything and what will your attitude be. But then the other part, and the more important part of our family vacation, is no matter what, we're going to praise God. No matter what, we're going to praise God. We're going to praise God. And I think that's the attitude of the psalmist, essentially, today. No matter what, all my life, no matter what, I am going to praise God. And it's really a powerful way to live your life. It's an empowering way to live your life, because you can't know what's going to happen to you. But you can know what you are going to do with your life. You can purpose to praise the Lord. It's a way of looking at your life, and it's a way of living your life, he presents to you. It is certainly God's worth. It is God's command on our life, but it's also our opportunity. The psalmist expresses a commitment in this verse. A commitment to always praise God all along the way of life. He's responsive And I think he also shows that he has resolve. I want to consider those two things a little bit. First of all, he is responsive in these verses. This is coming near the end of Psalm 104. Well, what does he talk about all through Psalm 104? God is an amazing creator. Look at everything he has created. He talks about the animals. He talks about the seas. He talks about everything going on. Wow, God, you are awesome. And early in the year, we had a message, God's animals are awesome because look at all the variety. And it's been neat. I recently was reading in the book still on the missionary to Brazil in the 1500s. It was neat last night. He was talking about all of the animals of Brazil. He says, it is amazing. And he's talking about the macaw. And he says, you can't look at that macaw and not just be in worship of God. It is incredible how beautiful this macaw is. And he describes the long tail and the beautiful blue and red. And he says, you just can't help but praise God when you look at these amazing animals that Brazil has that we don't have in Europe. And so Psalm 104 is doing that. Look at all these amazing animals. And then he talks about, look how God provides. He's not just the great creator, he's the great provider. Look at how God provides for all these animals. He feeds the lions, he feeds the birds, he feeds all the animals. They exist because of God, and they continue to exist because of God. If it wasn't for God, they wouldn't exist. And if it wasn't for God, they'd die. But he also talks about man. He gives us wine. He gives us bread. He sustains our lives. Look at how God has made us, mankind, man and woman, boy and girl. And look how he provides for us. All the time he provides for us. The reason we exist and the reason that we continue to live is because of God. And so he finds himself just responding to observing this in all of Psalm 104. Earlier in verse 24, he says, how manifold are thy works, O Lord, in wisdom thou hast made them. All the earth is full of thy creatures. He exults in praising God as the great creator. He just responds to him as the wonderful provider. He just can't help but worship the Lord presently. As I look at the Hebrew, I think you could translate it almost the same as not I will, but I do. I praise you, God, with all my being. I praise you all my life. He is responding to God. He's responding to what he sees in general revelation and gives us this special revelation to express ourselves. Beloved, may you be responding to God today. And as we get to go on our different vacations, mine tomorrow into the mountains, and we see new places of his creation, may we respond. As you find yourselves wherever you're going this week, respond to God's amazing creation and how he provides for all of us. And just respond to him in worship. Praise him. Praise him. May it be that we can't help ourselves, but praise him. So he responds to God. But I think he does more than that, and this is what's really powerful to me. He does more than just respond to God, but oh, don't you and I need to respond to God more? Don't we need to be more responsive to God as we live our lives? But there's a way to do that. He has resolve. He responds in praise in the present, and he has resolve to praise in the future. I'm going to keep praising you. Oh, I praise you, Lord, and I'm going to keep praising you all my days. He says, I will praise you. Twice, he says. He commits himself twice to a lifestyle of praise. Look at it again. Verse 33. I will sing unto the Lord. As long as I live, I will sing praise to my God. While I have my being, I will. I am going to do this. This is what I will do. This is who I am. This is what you will find me doing. This is what you can expect to see. You can expect to look over at me during worship in church and see me singing. You can expect to come to my house, me in my house, and you can expect to have family worship after dinner as a consistent thing. You can walk into my room and you can find me praising the Lord. This is what I am going to do. This is who I'm going to be. This is what my life will be, a lifestyle of praise. I commit to this. I will do this. Not, we'll see. Not, I might. It depends on how things go. No, I know that God is in charge of all things and that he does everything for my good. I will praise him. He has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has saved me from hell and given me heaven. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him first by singing. I will praise him. I will sing unto the Lord. But then when he says a second time, I will sing praise to my God, it's a different Hebrew word. It could be translated, I will make music unto the Lord. But notice, remember in Ephesians 5, verse 19, how do we do that now? He says, serve the Lord, praise the Lord, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual praises, which is all referring to the Psalter. He says, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. And remember, what's the literal Greek there in Ephesians 5, 19? Plucking the strings of your heart. It's your heart now. Your heart, wherever you go, needs to be that continual praise of the Lord. You don't need a guitar. You don't need a piano. You don't need an organ. Wherever you go, you don't have to be held back. But you can immediately break forth into song and make music in your heart unto the Lord. Wherever you're going, wow, look at the beauty of God's creation. Thank you, God, you provided for me again. I trust that you will tomorrow. I won't worry today. Instead, I will praise you today, and I will praise you tomorrow, and I'll praise you all my life. I will pluck the strings of my heart and make melody unto you, O God, for you are worthy of my praise. I am now the temple, and I am now the musical instrument of the temple, the Holy Spirit fulfilling that prophecy in me, and I will praise you, God, wherever I go, certainly in church, but all week. And the more we find ourselves purposing to praise him all week, we will find ourselves coming with a purpose to praise him here on his holy day. While this is a psalm, and so it is no doubt written by the Holy Spirit for you and I to worship Jesus in corporate worship in church on the Sabbath day, notice that it is particularly focusing on life throughout the week. It's thinking outside. Now, we want to be careful. You might notice people, I've seen this on TV and commercials and programs, people say, my church is the outdoors. When I go outdoors, that's my church. I respond to God or something in this. I have a sense of his transcendence. Well, no. God calls us to worship him in a formal corporate way as the kahal, as the ecclesia, as the assembly in his presence, according to the ways he has ordained. Nonetheless, the way we should respond to him throughout the week should reflect that worship. The first day of the week, our worship in church should continue to fuel and be reflected throughout the week. We should have a song on our heart from singing psalms together here. We should go out and about and worship the Lord and praise him wherever we go. We should be singing his psalms on our heart. We should purpose to do that. And this psalm does that. Look at all the animals. Look at the ocean. Look at the mountains. Look at me. Psalm 139, I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at my brothers and sisters. You've remade us in Christ. Who has more reason to praise God for creation and providence than Christians? And really only we do. May we be a people of praise, purposeful about it. It is our purpose in life to praise God. That's our existence. That's why we exist, and that's why we've been renewed. But may we purpose to be about his purpose for us. May we have a view to live a life of praising God throughout the week. May you have the same response to God of these verses. And may you have the same resolve for God in these verses, such as in Psalm 63. Let's look at a few other psalms that have the same expression. Look at Psalm 63 with me, verse 4. Now notice, in Psalm 63, the Hebrew title from the Masoretic text says, this is a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. not the happiest time of his life. And yet, what does he say in verse 4? Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Notice he talks about I'll be satisfied when I do this. Verse 3, it's because of you and your mercy, your loving kindness is better than life. Therefore, all my life, my lips shall praise thee. I will praise thee all my life. This is a resolve he's expressing. I will do this. It doesn't matter what's happening because I have you, God. And I have eternal life in Jesus. I will praise you all the days of my life. Turn with me to Psalm 100, a very familiar psalm we sing. We'll think about it again this evening. Psalm 100, verse 4. Notice the first few verses say, come before the Lord and sing joyfully, make praises to him. But verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name. Praise and blessing are the same idea. I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will offer up glory to him. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalm 145 with me. Actually, before you do, let's stop at Psalm 135 along the way. In God's providence, he had this as our morning reading, as the call to worship. Psalm 135, verse 1. Psalm 135, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Three times in one verse. Praise, praise, praise. And then it talks about in the house of God, in the courts of God. But then verse 3, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto him, for it is pleasant. And tonight we're going to consider what our verse also says. It is pleasant to praise the Lord. Verse 34, it's a good thing. It's a blessing for us. We should purpose to do it. And when we do it, we will find it is a blessing to us. When we bless the Lord, we will find that he blesses our souls. When we respond telling ourselves to bless the Lord, oh my soul, the response that we will experience is he will bless our souls in that blessing of him. It's a pleasant thing. Now look to Psalm 145. Verses 1 through 4. Notice the same sentiment. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Ah, you see, not only all the days of my life, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May my children praise you all the days of their life. I will, and may the next generation as well. Well, how will our children know to praise the Lord if they see us doing it? How will our children learn to praise the Lord when they see the ocean? How will our children learn to praise the Lord when they see the mountains? How will our children learn to praise the Lord and thank him for the food they are about to eat? By our example of praising the Lord, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, blessing the Lord, blessing the meal, praising him for all that we have. Just this morning, I was blessed as I was cleaning a few dishes to hear our little Isaac walking through the kitchen and saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Why is he doing that? Because he's learning. He's seeing all of us praise the Lord. A lifestyle of praise. As you're walking through the kitchen, be praising the Lord. Turn to Psalm 146, verses 1 to 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. He's telling himself, do this. Notice he's not waiting for an emotional high. He's not waiting for his feelings. He's saying, I will do this. You do this. When he's talking about his soul, he's talking to himself, and he says, bless the Lord. He's commanding himself to bless the Lord. Verse 2, again, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. And that's what you sang this morning just before this text in this sermon. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Not maybe I will, depending on how my life goes. But because God has given me life, I will use every breath of it to praise him. It's a completely different way of life. To decide now what I will do with my life. I will praise him. Beloved, what a way to live. What an empowering way to live. To not be afraid of what might happen in your life. And to be tentative and fearful and thus unresponsive to all that God is doing and the life he's given you, but instead to be responsive to him and choosing to praise him and have resolve to praise him. To know how you will respond to God in life and how you will live for God now and into the future until eternity. Because guess what you will be doing in eternity? Praising God. And you will do it perfectly, and it will be your perfect will. So practice now. You don't know what is going to happen to you in your life, but you do know how you can be living it. You can't know what is going to happen in your life, but you can know how you will be living it. By him, therefore, that is Jesus, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Let me read that again. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Essentially the same idea of our text. Psalm 104, verse 33. And those other psalms we read. I will do this. Let us do this. Let us continually praise God. We're not going to wait to see what someone else does. We're not going to wait to see what happens. We're not going to wait upon our feelings. Oh, if we wait on our feelings, we will almost never praise him. Because of our sinfulness, because of our body drags us down, because of how Satan is constantly trying to influence us. If we wait to praise the Lord based on how we feel, it won't happen. Instead, we resolve now. May you and I, beloved, resolve right now. May we purpose now to praise the Lord. He is worthy of our praise, is all we need to know. That's the purpose of our existence and our being remade in the image of God through Christ, is to praise him. This is what we see in the book of Revelation of what our future is. Our identity is to be a people of praise, praising our Prince, the Lord Jesus Christ. But isn't that empowering? Think about that. I was blessed to see this devotion on my phone. I will do this. I will do this. Isn't that empowering? Isn't that freedom? Isn't that liberty to say, as long as I live, let me tell you what you will find me doing, what I will find myself doing. As long as I live, as long as I have any ounce of life in my body, I will praise the Lord. That's what I'm here for. That's why I exist. That's why the Lord allows me to have life and gives me eternal life, to praise him. What an empowering thing. But don't you find yourself often struggling with anxiety? Don't you find yourself often struggling? What's going to happen tomorrow? Don't you find yourself often struggling? Oh, can God forgive me? Yes, praise the Lord. Lift yourselves up out of your sorrows, whatever the cause, and praise the Lord. Nothing holds you back but yourself. You're going to learn tonight that it is pleasant to praise the Lord. The Lord will bless you when you bless Him. He'll bless you with Himself, for there's no greater blessing than to have more of the Lord's presence in your life. It comes from your praising Him all your life. But isn't that empowering, that you can just go straight to God and praise Him and walk away with His blessing, because you simply resolve to respond to Him as He is worthy and as will bless you. I will do this. Beloved, no matter what will happen in your life, you can have such wonderful resolve for living. Even when times are hard and people tempt you to curse God and die, like Job, you can respond and say instead, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job said that. In all of his sorrow and suffering, he resolved to respond to God with reverent praise. And the Lord did bless him and doubled his losses. You see, he doesn't have to say, "Well, let me wait and see." Hey, he did cry out to God over his suffering, and he did beg the Lord for relief. But before he had relief, he still yet had resolve to praise God. Isn't that encouraging, beloved? Because don't you essentially have people in your life telling you to curse God and die? And don't you hear Satan saying that all the time to you? And don't you in your sinfulness often feel like dying and neglect to praise Him? But you don't have to be a slave to that kind of life. You can say, because of Jesus, because of His grace, I can do all things. I can be content in God. I can praise Him. I will praise Him. You can look at your day. You can pick yourself up right where you are and say, I will praise Him. I'm going to sing praise to Him right now. I will do it right now. And you can say, tomorrow, next week, come what may, I will follow Him who is the way, truth, and the life, who is always worthy of my praise. All my life, because of the life and eternal life He's given me, I will always praise Him. Because He says He will never lose me. I am His sheep. He's the good shepherd. Because He says I will never leave thee nor forsake thee all the days of my life. Surely goodness and truth shall follow me all the days of my life. And then I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I can praise Him. I will praise Him. I encourage you, beloved, whatever is going on this week, you have the ability through God and the Holy Spirit in you. You can choose how you're going to live your life. You can choose to have a life of praise no matter what. And what a witness that will be, beloved, to yourself and to one another and to this world especially. I will praise the Lord. Sometimes that praise will be with heaviness of heart. Sometimes it will be with lightheartedness, depending on what you're going through. But no matter what, I will praise the Lord all my life. As people come and go and as people try to affect you, you can say, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I will praise the Lord. In times of abundance, in times of abasement, I will praise the Lord. Nobody can take that away from me. I will praise the Lord. And as you'll see tonight, again, He will bless you in that praise. Have the same resolve of Psalm 104, the way it opens and the way it closes. The same way Psalm 103 opens and closes when it thinks about how merciful and gracious God is. In these grand illustrations of it, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Which is the same thing as saying, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. As long as I exist, I will praise the Lord. Turn back with me once more to Psalm 104, verse 33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Beloved, may you purpose to live out your purpose. What is man's chief end? Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 1. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Well, the first part of that is this morning. The next part of it is tonight with verse 34. Enjoy God. Enjoy the blessings of praising him. But the beginning of it is that's our purpose. Our purpose is to praise the Lord. That's why he made us. That's why he saved us, to praise him. How wonderful to have such a will by his grace. Indeed, may you always purpose to praise the Lord. It's your purpose as a noun. Let it be your purpose as a verb. I will. I will. All the days of my life, I will. I can go out on vacation or just on my walk, on my drive to work, and I can look at all his glorious creation and how he sustains everything in me, and I will. I will praise. I can go on vacation and see these things. I can think about his grace and his mercy, how he should kill me and send me to hell every day. Instead, he gives me what I don't deserve, grace. And he doesn't give me what I do deserve. He gives me mercy. I have all these reasons to praise and bless him, and so I will. So, beloved, you're about to leave church right now. What will you purpose to do with your life on this holy day? What will you purpose to do this week? What will you purpose to do with every day that God chooses to give you for the rest of your life? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. No matter what, we're going to praise God. Will you say that for yourself right now? The psalmist is calling you to do it. That's what he's saying. No matter what, I'm going to praise God. Will you leave with that resolve right now? No matter what, no matter what, no matter what, all the days of my life, as long as I have breath in my body, being in my body, I will praise God. That is, I will purpose to praise the Lord. That's the message for you today, beloved. Take it with you and will it now that you do it later. Purpose. Purpose. Make it your purpose. It is your purpose God's given you. Make it your purpose in return. Purpose to praise the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, we confess that we sinfully neglect your praise, because we sinfully think too much about ourselves and not enough about you. We let our circumstances and our feelings keep us from praising you when we should praise you, and you will bless our feelings in any circumstance. Oh, it is good and pleasant to praise you, as we will think about tonight. When we praise you, our meditation shall be sweet, and we will find ourselves glad in the Lord. It doesn't matter what happens to us. We can still praise you. Oh Lord, may we make it our purpose to praise you, as this is our chief and final end. To glorify you and fully to enjoy you in this life and the next. Oh, let us practice our purpose that will be perfect in heaven, praising God. and especially that there would be a song on our heart, your psalms on our hearts and in our mouths, making melody with the instrument of our heart, worshiping you out of our mouths, and may it indeed be true and pure through the blood of Christ, his precious blood. And we pray in his name and through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, who has put a song on our heart, who has given us a reason to say, I will praise the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord. As long as I live, because of Jesus, I will sing praise to my God while I have my being, because you have given us eternal life and we will be with you forever, body and spirit in heaven. So we do, by your grace, purpose to praise you, O Lord. And as we close this worship service, bless our praise. Inhabit our praise. Let us bless you truly, and may in turn you bless us. We pray in Jesus' beautiful, mighty name. Amen.